Place to come if you've got problems, because we don't waste any time or any language. We get right to the problems. This program is on every weeknight on Republic Broadcasting right here, 9 to 10 Central Time, and I am the host, Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. Welcome aboard, everyone. Yes, indeed, your radio Avenger here tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night. And, of course, we always have fascinating guests. Tomorrow night, we hope to be able to have author David Raymond Griffin, who has written two books on 9/11. The latest book, after the first book, which was The Second Pearl Harbor. This book, those of you who don't know, you can read it in the meantime on the net, or at least get portions of it, is 9/11 Commission Report. Omissions and Distortions. I've had him on before on other programs, and Mr. Griffin is a very, very articulate, very well-organized thinker. So if you've got questions about 9/11, don't miss tomorrow night. At least that's the schedule. And if he can't make it, if something comes up, we will reschedule him. But that's the plan for tomorrow night. Now, tonight, we're going to take a little curve in the road, so to speak, but not really. It's not really a curve because we try to stay on the road and the path that's straight, not crooked. Nevertheless, tonight I thought we'd talk about this issue that is probably the most confusing issue to all humanity, and that is the issue of the Bible and what the Bible really says and what it does not say. And who better to come on my program than someone who is an apostle, a down-to-earth, not scholarly, you know, in the sense of having degree upon degree upon degree, not priestly, not carrying the robes and the vestments and all of the ornaments, but just carrying the cross of Christ. Who better to do that than one of my favorite all-time callers on my local broadcast, and that is a man that we have called Joe. Joe from the Church of Philadelphia, Smyrna, you take your pick. Joe, are you there?
Hi, Rick, I'm here.
You're there, Joe.
How are you, Rick?
Very good. Which is it tonight? Are you from Philly or are you from Smyrna? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Philly, but I visit the Church of Smyrna quite often.
And any other churches?
Just those two in these end times, Rick.
In these end times. All right. Okay. Good to talk to you again, Joe.
Same here, Rick.
You have been studying the Bible for, what, 27 years?
Well, actually, I've read the Bible all my life, Rick. And then when I was about 33 years old, I really started digging in and studying. And I had a little revelation at that time.
Mm-hmm.
A man came up to me and put his hand on my shoulder and told me who the Kenites were. And for all my life, I had been looking for the people who were responsible for Christ's death.
Mm-hmm.
And when he told me who the Kenites were, the whole Bible fell into place for me from Genesis to Revelation.
Mm-hmm. All right,
point
you stay where you are, Joe. We got a commercial coming up. Fascinating topic, as you can hear. Joe, we'll be right back with you and our listeners in just a few moments on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
All right, we are beginning the program tonight, as we do every weeknight at this time. Rick Adams with you, Uncensored Radio Free America. If you don't know, I'll give you the number right now, toll free, if you want to hop on the line, 800-313-9443. It's very simple. 800-313-9443. My guest is Joe from the church at Philadelphia. His last name is not important. Oh, okay. He dropped off. He probably had an interruption. All right. He'll be back on the line. His last name, his identity is not important. It's what he says that is of importance to all of us. And more importantly, does it jive with what the scripture actually teaches? So Joe is going to give us his perspective on a number of decades of studying the scriptures. And I have to say myself that over the years I've had questions that preachers could not answer. Learned men, PhDs, scholars, divinity scholars, and so forth, could not answer simple questions from the Bible. And some of them were simple. So I found that many of the questions that I had been seeking the answers for came when I studied the scripture with the Holy Spirit as my guide. Now, Joe, are you there again?
I'm here, Rick.
Okay, Joe. I'm sorry you had dropped off for a second there. Hopefully you'll be with us now for the whole hour.
Yes.
And you were saying, as you began your journey into the scriptures, not by knowing who or what Abraham was, or his son, or Jacob renamed as Israel. But you wanted to know who the Canaanites were. And now, when you say Canaanites, specifically, are you referring to the sons of Cain?
Yes.
Okay, so you had that question in mind, and this gentleman gave you an answer. Was that the answer you had been seeking? Was that the truth from the scriptures?
Yes, well, I always read the New Testament, and the word I kept seeing in the Jews this and the Jews that. And I said to myself, you know, I don't understand this. I'm not clear on this. And then I went to the Old Testament. I kept seeing the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was born in 1948 when the good and the bad figs were planted in Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm a generation that knows of a country called Israel. But I kept seeing the house of Judah and the house of Israel in the Old Testament. I kept saying, gee, which one is which?
Mm-hmm.
So then when I saw the particular Jews, which were mentioned in the New Testament, I said, well, this has got something to do with some of them are positive and some of them are negative. I'd like to know which are which. And then I had to search back to the beginning to find out who they were. When I searched back to the first six chapters of Genesis and found out who the Canaanites were, that their seed line started in chapter 4 of Genesis, and that Adam's seed line actually started in chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
There were two separate seed
mm-hmm.
lines
mm-hmm.
that would extend, and I could trace them all the way through the scriptures, right to the very end, from Genesis to Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll mention those later in the broadcast,
okay.
how that came about, how those were traced. But these folks ended up taking the name of Jew along about 2 Kings and also in Jeremiah 35,
mm-hmm.
where they actually took over. They were known as the bad figs. And they actually took the name Jews or Judaites.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book of Revelation, it says, let's see here, Revelation 3, verse 9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Not only were they not Jews, well, they were actually Satan's children.
Mm-hmm.
See, this word Jew here, the English, which is our English, is actually translated to the Greek, Judas, which is not a religious Jew, but it's seed line Judah or resident of Judea.
Mm-hmm.
Judea is the geographical area surrounding Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So they either be seed line, they call themselves seed line Judah or residents of Judea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I found out later that these sons of Cain were the twin brother,
Cain
and Abel, one mm-hmm. of the two brothers,
mm-hmm.
and that Cain's father was actually Lucifer himself.
Well, Jesus himself, if we may skip back to the New Testament, when he referred to the scribes and the Pharisees, who did he call them as? You are of your father, the devil.
Yeah.
Right. So you, if you are of the devil, you are not of the seed of Abraham, right?
Definitely not.
Uh-huh.
You could claim that if you lived in Judea.
That's the key, the location. The geography
location,
is not the people.
Yes.
The
exactly
people is one
right.
thing, but the geography is another, right?
Yes. It's
uh-huh.
like Moses' father-in-law. He lived in the land of the Kenites. So many Christian teachers say he was a Kenite.
Mm-hmm.
But see, he was a Midianite priest.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the third wife. Midian was the son of the third wife, Keturah, of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
See, Abraham had three wives. Also, I looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. And as Eve was beguiled by the serpent, there's a New Testament reference to that particular seduction. That word seduced is totally seduced, by the way, physically, mentally, and spiritually, in the Concord Strong's. 1 John chapter 3:12 tells us that the first epistle of John, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. See, Cain was of the devil, mothered by Eve. Twin brother to, you know, doctors say, Rick, and the medical doctors will tell you that a woman can have twins, or paternal twins, not
identical twins.
Not identical twins.
Right.
By separate fathers at separate conceptions
and
still come out as fraternal twins.
Very interesting point, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very interesting point.
Now, let me ask you this, Joe. We hear those who study the Bible, you never hear churches today, very seldom if you do, on the air, talking about Cain, talking about Edom, Esau, and Jacob.
Yes.
Jacob was, in fact, renamed Israel, right?
Yes.
Now, Jacob, we're told, the Lord had loved, but his twin brother, what did God say about him?
Esau I hated.
Esau have I hated, and Jacob have I loved. Now, these were brothers. They were in their mother's womb at the same time, right?
Yes, they were pink babies in the womb.
And yet they were fighting each other even then.
Even then in the womb. Yes,
and fighting what? Now, Abraham was fighting for Christ, for God,
yes.
And Edom, or Esau, was fighting against him.
Yes.
He was a rebel right from the beginning, huh?
Yes, actually, Rick, that battle that was going on in this flesh womb of their mother, that battle went on in the First World Age.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is that, the First World Age now?
First World Age was when we were in spiritual bodies, angelic bodies.
Uh-huh.
We were all angelic beings at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And in that battle, Revelation chapter 12 brings us back to that. And it was when Lucifer, or the devil, or Satan, whatever you take your pick of his name, he's got many names, 12 names, I believe it is. He stole a third of God's creation, created angelic beings away from him.
Yes.
He was trying to play God at that time.
Yes.
And at the end, just at the very end of that age, Rick, Esau, those souls, those beings, pulled a real fast one on the people of God, and they were devastating to that stealing away of the children of God from him.
Yeah, let me
in this age, that was the reason.
Let me back up a little bit to this Esau and Jacob in the womb before the break, and that is that Esau would have had the birthright of Abraham had he not done something, and that is he rejected the commission that God sent for him and preferred pottage. He wanted his belly full rather than his spirit filled, essentially. Is that right or wrong?
Yes, that's right, Rick.
And no, he didn't do that. He wanted something that he was not entitled to, and that is the inheritance of Abraham. So as a result, what happened was God said, no, he's not going to get that. He's going to get the judgment to come. And Abraham and his seed will receive the blessings of the city of Jerusalem, the land of Israel, will receive the whole earth as their blessing in the kingdom. I mean, that's essentially what the scripture says, right?
Exactly right, Rick.
Okay, so this war then went on from the time when they were in their mother's womb right up until this very day today, is what you're saying.
Very day today. It's been going on from that time to today, Rick.
Fascinating. Incredible.
That's been a back and forth all through time. That's why all these wars have been fought. That's what was behind it.
Okay, you stay where you are, Joe. We got a break. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with our guest, Joe, from the Church of Philadelphia, right here on Uncensored Radio, Free America on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your radio avenger, Rick Adams.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Back. Boy, what a discussion tonight. I'm very enthralled by it. It could go on for hours, literally. This discussion about the Bible and what it really seems to say to us, rather than what the so-called oracles of truth, the experts, the Jerry Falwells, the Pat Robertsons, and all of the others, the leading so-called luminaries of today, would have us believe as to who is real Israel, who is heir to the promises of Abraham, and who is not. And that's very important because that means all the difference in the world. Your very soul depends on it. And we're talking with our good brother here, Joe from the Church of Philadelphia, as he calls it. And I'm Rick Adams, your radio host, radio avenger on Uncensored Radio Free America. If you wish to chime in, we have another break coming up in a few moments and then a lot of time ahead. You can dial 800-313-9443 and we'll get you on as soon as we can. Joe, this discussion is so elementary to me, so basic to an understanding of this angelic war, if you will, between Christ and Antichrist, good and evil, that it just defies the imagination that many cannot see it. I guess the only thing that would account for it, in my opinion, is that God has blinded those who do not want the truth, but would rather deal in fables. And he says in the Word, doesn't he, that they have been turned over to believe a lie. That's my view.
Yes, and you see, for many people, coming into these end times, Rick. There's going to have to be a testimony made against the false Messiah when he returns here shortly. And the Father knows the people that can actually stand up against him because they did it once before in another age. Most of the people that he's blinding can't do it because they couldn't make that stand this time, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
There's reasons for that. I don't want to go too much into that.
No, I know. It gets like very, very right complicated. Along. But just to stick with the basics. Go ahead.
I'd like to move along, if you could. And just, I'd like to tell the people what seems to be negative is ultimately positive. You see, the Father has a negative part to his plan, and these people, the Kenites, have fulfilled that all the way through. They were the correction rod.
Mm-hmm.
That the Father installed on this earth, and he placed them as a correction rod for true Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I say true Israel because there are two that claim to be of Israel. The Kenites do claim to have that seed line. And that has been going back and forth, on and off, all through time. So, ultimately, what seems to be negative will ultimately be positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my favorite book in the Bible is, favorite example, I should say, Paul said these things were examples of what would befall you in the end times or the Old Testament. My favorite example is Joseph with the coat of many colors
mm-hmm.
when he was thrown into the pit by his brothers.
Yes.
And later picked up by the Ishmaelites and brought Egypt and became way up high in the house of the captives.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, they went back to their father Jacob, the other 11 brothers, and poured some animal blood on the coat of Joseph and brought it back to the father Jacob and told him he'd been killed by an animal. And later on, self-same Joseph, who his brothers betrayed, later on, he was quite a story. He was able to be their salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And today I'd like to say to many that many of your brothers are going to throw you in a pit.
Yes.
And later on, it's a good time.
Mm-hmm. Boy, ain't that the truth, huh, Joe?
And Rick, if you...
Sure.
If you love your brother, you correct him. No matter what it takes.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus said to love your children, but correct them.
You know, this is a time of trial and testing that we're living in, isn't it?
Sure is.
Never before has the faith of Christ and the faith of the Bible been under such scrutiny and such opposition, and as you point out, mostly from one particular tribe, and that tribe being the sons of Cain. And they hate the Bible with a passion because they hate God with a passion. And is it not ironic? They are not a religious people. They are not a people, if you will, of faith. They are a people of secularism, a people of, if you will, of the humanist creed, as we call it today. Their God is not Jacob. Their God is not Moses. None of these has anything to do with their faith because their faith is one that is anti-Christian, anti-Bible. And that is why we hear so much about Babylon today. Ancient Babylon revisited and Talmudic Babylon. You see, Joe?
Yes, Rick. Yes.
And now we're coming on the break, so why don't we do this? Why don't we just prepare the audience for what's to come? I want to talk a little bit about that and this who is Israel, who isn't, and what about Babylon? What is that city of Babylon? And who will control it in the last days?
Great.
Fascinating topic. So, hey, our guest again is Joe from the Church of Philadelphia, Smyrna, one or the other. Take your pick. And he will be with us right through the end of tonight's broadcast. So stay with us. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
And we are back now on the program Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger on this great network, Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. And our phone number is 800-313-9443. If you'd like to jawbone a little bit, chat with our guest, Joe from the Church of Philadelphia, Smyrna. But he's certainly not from the synagogue of Satan. And we got people who maybe ask you a question or maybe talk with you about this issue, about Esau, Edom, and, of course, what we're discussing, the Kenites. Okay, Joe?
Very good, Rick.
Let's take a call or two right now. And I believe we've got Terry from Texas. Is that right?
Sir, how's it going, Joe?
Okay.
How are you, Rick?
Very well, sir. You got a question or a comment for our guest, Joe? What do you think?
I've heard the name Kenites before. I guess that would be the same as Canites, or is that a mispronunciation? Or?
But it's
definitely referring to Cain's people.
Yes.
I don't know if this means you just mispronounced the name or what. But
Good question. All right,
Kenites.
Joe, go ahead. Tackle that one for us.
Yes, the word is spelled K-E-N-I-T-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
It means sons of Cain in English.
Okay.
In the Hebrew, it's Kayan or Kagan. It's in your Strong's.
Okay.
Look it up.
Yeah. I've got a Strong's Concordance, but to be quite honest, I haven't learned how to use it yet. I'm trying to dig a little deeper, though.
Hey.
Seems to be a lot of meaning there in the Old Testament about the Shekinah. You know, I've picked up a few words here and there, but I've got a lot to learn.
all do.
Does Shekinah mean glory by your recollection in Hebrew?
Yes. That's the cloud over the eagle's
head
on
our
dollar
bill. The holiest of holies?
Go ahead, Joe. Answer. Go ahead. Speak up.
What is that?
He was asking about Shekinah, and you were saying, yes, what?
That's the cloud that's over the eagle's head on our dollar bill. That cloud, that circular cloud with the 13 stars inside of it. 13 five-pointed stars.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the Shekinah glory guiding the children of Israel through the wilderness.
Wow, that's interesting.
But you've never heard it referred to as the fire coming down from heaven on the holiest of holies when the Israelites were in Exodus, when they were wandering the deserts?
Oh, yes, that's what I'm referring to. It guided them through the wilderness.
But it's also represented on our dollar bill, you're saying?
Yes, it's over the eagle's head if you take a note of it.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that.
What you want to do is, let's see if I got it in front of me. No, I don't have it.
We'll bear with you.
Bear with me for a second.
Sure, go ahead. I know you're thumbing through the scriptures and the concordances.
Yeah.
Now, this subject, opens up a whole panorama and a panoply of issues because...
Mr. Adams, I've even heard that there's maybe possibly two other meanings for Shekinah, but one of them is translated glory.
Yeah, and I mean more than just that word, the whole interpretation of the translation of the scripture. A lot of people use the King James, and it may be probably the best that we have as far as translations, but there are a lot of mistranslations and a lot of errors in the translation. Not the original word of God, but in the translations, you see? And that means all the difference in the world.
Is the 1611 the most accurate? Or?
In my opinion?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would say it's the best that we have, and it's not perfect, the translation.
English,
but people will argue and say there have been improvements. The problem is you've got these revisions of the Bible
that have
totally taken it from a different source, not the Textus Receptus, you see.
Sir. I've heard NIV or American Standard, one of the newer ones, has something about fasting taken out of it because there's power in fasting, and I guess some people, maybe don't want us to know that.
Okay.
Fasting and prayer can bring power to your prayers.
All right, let Joe respond now. Go ahead, Joe.
Caller, what's your name?
His name is
Terry.
Terry, go to your internet and look up an author. His name is Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Capt, C-A-P-T, and get a copy of his book, Our Great Seal. The Great Seal of the United States. It's all about the dollar bill. It explains who was behind it, how it came about, who designed it, and everything else. It's a very, very good book. Yes, he's a very, very great archaeological scholar.
Did he write a book about Joseph of Arimathea?
I believe he might have.
He came to England back in, don't get me lying to you what year it was, but they claimed that... Jesus may have actually journeyed to the Isles of the British Isles.
Oh, yes, yes.
Joseph of Arimathea was a tinsmith or coppersmith, something.
That's right.
There was tin ore or copper ore, whatever it was. I guess it was tin region that they may have mined, and in trading, he may have carried it back to them.
Yes, the children in Pilton, England, and near Glastonbury, sing a song yet today in their classrooms. It's called Joseph Was a Tin Man. Joseph was a tin man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Joseph of Arimathea. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much,
All right,
Terry, for your call.
It's been very enlightening, and it's nice to see somebody trying to help people that want to get into the meat of the Bible that are tired of the milk of babes.
Well, amen. Amen to that, Terry.
Trying to get down to where the rubber meets the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your call. Call again. And. Boy, Joe, you got one supporter there. Now, you know what you're saying, Joe, is not very popular in this particular day and age in most churches, never mind in certain quarters of the world, hey?
Jesus wasn't too popular with that same community, Rick.
Oh, boy, well put. What an answer. I couldn't have said it any differently. You're right. In fact, he infuriated them, didn't he?
Yes, put on the mind of Christ.
Now, here's something for you to consider, Joe. Before we go back to the phones, people want to call in, they can, at 800-313-9443. If you look at the book of John, do you have the gospel in front of you?
Of John?
John 8:32. Now, in that verse, we're told, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus was speaking, right?
Yes.
What's the next verse? Verse 33. He was speaking to whom? And what was the response?
Speaking to the Kenites.
And what did the Kenite, the scribe and the Pharisee, who would kill Jesus, what did he say about his people?
Let me see here.
John 8:33.
8:33, okay. Then he answered him, we be Abraham's seed. We were never in bondage to any man.
Ah.
Thou sayest thee, ye shall be made free.
We have never been in any bondage to any man? Is that what's said?
That's what's said.
Now, the children of Israel were in bondage, were they not, at one time or another?
Yes, they sure were.
Now, here's this man telling Jesus, we claim to be of Abraham's seed, yet we have never been in bondage. How can that be, Joe?
Right, right.
How can that be?
And that word seed is actually male sperma in the Greek language, Rick.
Okay. But, you know, you get the drift here?
I know exactly what you're saying, Rick.
I mean,
they've done that all the way through time, Rick.
He's having this discussion, and how many preachers have an explanation for that? Oh, I heard one preacher who's a fundamentalist say, well, you know, you people read into it. That's not what's meant by that. He was just making a spiritual statement about bondage, spiritual bondage, not physical bondage.
Right. You know,
Come on now. Common sense would tell you that's not the case.
You know, that discourse goes over to chapter 8, verse 44.
Uh-huh.
He says to them, Jesus says to them, ye are of your father the devil,
mm-hmm.
and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning.
Yes.
And abode not in the truth, but there is no truth in him.
Mm-hmm.
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He is a liar and the father of it. You know, he wasn't a liar to men, Rick. That's a minor peon sin. But when you're a liar to God, the way he did in Genesis, after he killed his brother,
yes.
How do I know? Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, that was the question.
The father said to him, what do you think you're talking to? Now, for what you've done, I'm going to set a mark on you. And then Cain said to the father, he says in chapter 4, verse 15, and the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. That's because Cain was complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear, up in 13. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. That mark right there, Rick, is the same mark as the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
From Revelation 13. That's the same
that
exact
mark. That is fascinating,
mark.
Yeah.
You can trace these people all the way through. They're known as God's children are known as the stones, and because they're chips off the old block.
Yeah, yeah.
And Satan's children are known as the pebbles. You see how similar they are?
And
the stones are called pebbles, worn smooth over a long period of time.
So what you're saying the scripture indicates is that real Israel, the tribes of Israel, 13 tribes, and of course the two brothers became one, the two sons of Jacob, Joseph, became Joseph, you know, Ephraim and Manasseh, basically, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they became one, so we got the 12 tribes. But basically what you're indicating from the scriptures is that these tribes did not, contrary to what is commonly thought of today, disappear from off the face of the earth and go to Mars or Venus or somewhere else or just cease to exist, but their seed would continue and become European nations as we knew them through the ages and to this very day. The blush, you know, the face, you will know them by their countenance and so forth. At the same time, Edom would be right there, placed by God as a rod of chastisement on his people Israel. In other words,
exactly,
they're a pain
right.
in the neck.
Yes.
They're a source of a thorn of arrogance. They're a thorn of troublemaking all over. And the United States today is proof that the United States and Britain and Europe is basically being wielded around by Edom, by Keene.
There it is.
So today we're seeing this played out on the world stage, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
This battle
right.
all over the world.
If you don't know this beginning of Genesis, you'll never know what's going on today, the real truth. You'll never know it.
I know it. I know the truth. I can see it. I can see it now more clearly than ever.
You know, in the book of Hosea, Rick, which means Jesus in the English,
mm-hmm.
it says in chapter 1, verse 2, it says, Hosea, go take a wife of whoredoms for a wife. In other words, go take a harlot for a wife.
Yeah.
He had a son with this harlot and called his name Jezreel. Jezreel is a play on words in the Hebrew. It means God scatters, yet at the same time God sows. It's a play on words. It's a play on the 10 lost tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Call his name Jezreel. You know, Jezebel and Israel.
Yeah, right.
But it shows that they went whoring away. In Jeremiah chapter 3,
yes.
God gave Israel and Judah, both houses, the house of Israel, 10 tribe Israel, the house of Judah, 2.5 tribe Israel. The half tribe was the Levites that went along with all the different tribes.
Mm-hmm.
He gave them a written bill of divorcement, which was prescribed from the law in the Pentateuch, the first 5 books.
Mm-hmm.
He had to give them a written bill of divorcement. He divorced them, and they couldn't marry back. They couldn't marry back
mm-hmm.
unless they married back to Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh, yes.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
In that marriage back to the Father, that's the way they would be taken back.
Yes. I see that.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Now, some might be done earlier and some later, and some might be in the millennium.
You know what's interesting, Joe? Because we're skipping here throughout time very quickly, only because we don't have, you know, the time yet to be able to spend enough time going through this. We're doing it very basically, and we're skipping around. But, you know, what comes to mind now in this discussion is this revived Babylonian Empire. And, you know, you hear so many Protestants today point the finger at the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church, with all of its falseness and all of its faults and false piety and everything else and its apostasy, they say that is the Church of Babylon. And that is the city of Rome, that will be the harlot city. Yet they ignore the plain teachings of the Scripture that says Babylon is designated a harlot because that city is identified as the city of Jerusalem. No other city in the Bible is so clearly identified as a harlot but Jerusalem. No? Are you listening, Joe?
Yes, Rick. Yeah.
All right. Now, that's important to understand, because when Jesus was referring to those who murdered the prophets, was he talking about the Catholic Church, which had not yet been established? Of course not. He was going way back in time, wasn't he?
Exactly right.
Now, who was it that murdered the prophets?
Kenites.
Ah, so they predate Rome and the Roman Catholic Church, don't they?
Go all the way back to the beginning.
Uh-huh. Well, you see how the scriptures tie together?
Yes, Rick. Yeah.
You know, these preachers today, I don't know how they get their comeuppance to be able to come on the radio, TV, and preach from the pulpits of the church, and today stand by what they call Israel, that little tiny nation in the Middle East, and say that's real carnal, fleshy Israel. We're nothing but appendages. And the Christians today must worship Israel and support whatever that nation does, otherwise God will be angry with us. And they say it with a straight face, and then you know what they do after that, Joe? They pass the collection plate. And they've even taken collections for Israel, haven't they? And they're doing it right now.
Yes.
As if they need more money.
Well, you know, Rick, to be very straightforward about Jerusalem today and the country of Israel, in 1948, many scholars, pre-1948, all wondered who these good and bad figs that were going to be planted in Jerusalem were.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that the good and the bad figs would be planted there. In other words, to be planted, you had to come from somewhere else.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to take our final break, and we'll resume in just a moment. Our guest, Joe, from the Church of Smyrna, Philadelphia. I'm Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America continues.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Going to wrap up the hour now. If you got a quick comment, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Our guest is Joe with the, I call him Joe the Bible Man. Now, I'm not saying that to be vulgar or to be too secular, but I think that's a nice name. And I say that respectfully to you, Joe. And I know you were trying to complete a thought about the good figs and the bad figs that are referred to, even referred to quite often in the New Testament. And what was the point you were going to make? Because this is tying in now to end time prophecy.
Well, the good and the bad figs were planted there in Jerusalem. Now, in the end times, the father would use the bad figs because they were very faithful to their father. He says, oh, if my people were faithful to me like they are to their father, mm-hmm. their father's the devil.
Yes.
Very faithful to him. But you see, our people today, our teachers and Christian teachers, they can't distinguish between a Kenite and a true son of Judah.
Wow.
They don't have the discernment.
Ain't that the truth?
Politically, religiously, economically, and educationally, they don't know the difference between a Kenite and a true son of Judah. They're both there. But because they don't know that the Kenite is mixed in,
mm-hmm.
they will be deceived because the Kenites will overtake and prepare Jerusalem for their father's return just before the true Jesus returns.
Yeah, you can, but all they have to do, Joe, is read the scriptures, as you've done. Go back to Hosea, go back to Isaiah, go back to Jeremiah, Micah, Ezekiel, and then tie it in with the gospel accounts. Tie it into the gospels of Mark and Luke and you know, and the four gospel accounts that Jesus was quoted extensively in. It doesn't take a genius to be able to follow that logic.
Exactly right, Rick. And you know, many of these ministers out there today don't teach line on line, chapter by chapter, with understanding.
Or precept.
They're not
upon
teaching,
precept.
Period.
No, you're right.
They're teaching what they want to expound on.
Exactly. They call it going to the Holy Land. That's their equivalence.
And I don't see them going into the Hebrew or Greek or, you know, they're not really teachers.
No, they're not.
Let me just expound on the Queen.
All right, we only have about a minute left, Joe, so can you sum up?
Okay, Rick. The seed line of David is the seed line that they're in competition with, the seed
right.
line of the Kenites.
Right.
There are two books by women in the Bible, Book of Ruth and the Book of Esther. One of those books is the seed line of the Kenites that was almost cut off and preserved by the Father. The holy name, the sacred
yes.
name of the Father is mentioned five times in that book in the Hebrew. The seed line of David is the Book of Ruth. Okay? Today, that seed line of David, through Phares, and through Solomon, as the kings of Ireland, Scotland, and England.
Yes.
Jeremiah the prophet brought the daughters of Zedekiah up into Spain. They were known as the Iberians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he brought them up into Ireland. They were known as the Hibernians.
Yes.
And that's, those two words mean Hebrews, derived from Hebrews. From Ireland, the hills of Tara, where all the kings and queens were coronated on top of the Leofail stone. Mm-hmm. On top of the chair that was in the Queen of England.
There's that language again, the stone. Yeah, yeah.
The stone of scone or the
yep.
Leofail stone.
Well, unfortunately, Joe, I see the clock ticking away. Can we have you back again?
Definitely, Rick.
We'll do it again soon. Learned a lot tonight. A fascinating show. Joe, thank you for being on our program.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. Joe from the Church of Smyrna, Philadelphia. And he's against the Church of the Synagogue of Satan, that's for sure. Hey, I'm Rick Adams. Tomorrow night we'll be back with our guest, a special guest on 9/11. See you then.
What you see.
Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.